Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Okay.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a new week. It's about to go down. There's a lot of shit going on in the world, but it's Monstrous Monday. We're going to get it in. We are back. Sorry we were not here on Friday. It's unbelievable. She stubbed her big pinky toe. Get it? It looks just like a big toe. Her pinky toe, she stubbed it. She had to be rushed to the hospital. She's okay, y'all. Y'all remember I'm going to get you, sucker, when dude's big toe was like, boom, 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 boom. That was like her pinky toe. They had to cut that motherfucker off. So she's doing fine, y'all. She's rested. She don't got her liquid. She's all good. She got a new prosthetic pinky toe. It's being painted now. Let's go check in with her at the hospital. It's unbelievable.
Are you serious right now? Wow, y'all know why we weren't here on Friday. DJ E Monster slapped his day away. I'm just saying. No pinky toe involved. He was drooling, pillow all wet, neck all hurt. He went to he had to go to the doctor's. It was called a sleep clinic. Because he was sleeping it away. I mean, just sleeping it away. We couldn't even wake him. I'm sorry. We tried. We called. No answer. You know, we knocked on the door. No answer. Yeah, y'all, we did all that because, you know, this is what we do. It was like, no, no go. All right, that's cool. It's all right.
Yeah. My bad. My bag, man. This third shift gig is like kicking my little booty. I'll be trying to prepare for it, and I just don't be ready that day. You dig? But I'm making the best. I've been trying to push through it. Right. Okay, y'all. It's Monstrous Monday. We got a hot show for you guys now. We got some new music. We're going to be talking about this coronavirus. We got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. It's unbelievable. Going to set that up here in just a moment. It's Monstrous Monday. You're about ready to jump this week off?
Yeah, I got nothing else to do. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Ain't nobody else got shit else to do. Everything closed, shut down,
yep.
Or limited access.
Shut down.
You know what I mean? You got time. Call us up, 563-999-3411. Tonight's show's been brought to you by Solo Me Speaks author, it's unbelievable, E.K. You can check her out. She's going to give you her email or her website here in just a moment. Monster U.S. Apparel, Elite Way Management, and Picasso Painting. Go ahead and drop that webpage for them so they can get that book.
www.solomespeaks.com. So SOMS.com. Remember that.
Okay. Make sure you use the hashtag when you're on social media, SOMS, and that's how else you can find her. So, all right, remember, when you get that book, you support the show. So, whose head we going to bust tonight, or what's on the chopping block for tonight's Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Entertainment Lifestyle?
Okay, y'all know we got the virus. We got Joe Biden. We got San Francisco. We got Black Boy JB. And then we got some hometown Minneapolis news.
Oh, shit. We going to get it in. Live from the Twin Cities, it's Monstars Radio. This is our Monster US Radio podcast. You can catch us here Monday through Friday. We got all kinds of shows for y'all. We got sexy shows. We got therapy shows, right? We got all kinds of things. We do interviews, things around here.
We got Takeover Tuesday. So, we got Friday Night Live.
Right. So make sure y'all get involved. Remember, you can find more about us at MonstarsRadio.com. So, all right, let me see. I got some new music for y'all. Matter of fact, it's got Carrion Sangs on it. She did an interview with us a little while back. I'm going to try to get a new one, try to get some update interviews. Matter of fact, I think we got one coming in tomorrow. Matter of fact, I got to go check our emails right quick. But for now, we're going to get into this track. It's got Carrion Sangs, DJ Septic, and Sherman D.
Good job.
V-R-I-E-S.
Good job.
Hey, I tried, player. I tried.
We live, y'all. Hit us up. 563-999-3411. Something I'm not sure that I'm ready for. Monstrous Monday. We're here to get your week going. Looks like we got Jazzy B tuning in with us as well. All right, y'all. That's DJ Septic, Sherman, DeVry, and Carrion Sangs. That's called Runaway. New music.
check it out. If you know him, hit him up on their Instagram, social media, let them know, hey, homie, I just heard you on Monster US Radio Podcast. Miss Unbelievable. Okay, so we got the entertainment. Oh, first of all, let's go over and say what's up to Jazz. What's good, Jazz? I'm about to say, my luck, that's not even Jazzy. Oops, that might not be Jazzy.
Then
770-873. Who we got with us?
They're on mute. Nobody. Nobody right now.
Nobody.
Nobody.
All right, we'll get it together. We'll check back. We'll get it together. See, that's why I don't like calling out names first. I be getting shit wrong, being embarrassed and shit. like when you answer
like,
phone,
my bad,
like,
no,
hey,
that's
such
not
and
you.
Such, and be like, this ain't them. Right, yeah, yeah, one of them. So, all right, let's see. So, okay, like you said, we got that entertainment news. Let's see, we got stuff talking about the coronavirus. I've seen a video I had posted on my page. I don't know if I posted it everywhere because I'd be skeptical on everything that I post. So sometimes I post things in the Monstars Radio group. Sometimes I post it in the Monster US Radio group. Sometimes I put it on there on the main pages of those. But here's one thing I had seen, and a lot of times because I need some type of verification on some of these things because, you know, and today anybody can say anything and put some music behind it or put some drama to it. Put a font in front of it, and everybody's going to think it's real. So, you know, I repost things, but I've seen this thing, and I want to talk about it coming up. But this guy, he was talking about how, you know, like, he broke down, like, the coronavirus, and he kind of went into, like, viruses, period, itself. Like, you know, like he said, there's strands of viruses. Like, there's strands of the flu virus. There's strands of the herpes virus. There's strands of all kinds of viruses. And he put some other things together, and, you know, he put some things out there talking about the 5G technology, how that could be playing part in it, and some other things. So, you know, that's just some things that we're going to talk about coming up a little bit later as well, give people something to talk about. I would say at the water cooler, but some of y'all can't even go to work because this shit's gone crazy.
That would be me.
So it affected you.
Yes.
Like now, I think the main thing people are thinking about, especially people that aren't being able to go to work, mainly like in things like schools and things like that. I mean, have they already put out like, do they got like some type of supplement for you guys, or you know, do you still get paid, or is that like time off now? I mean, what does that mean?
Well, okay, so if you're a non-licensed teacher and you're on your spring break, they're not going to give you any compensation. You have to use your own money for spring break. It's like district to district. But for us, because our spring break doesn't start for another 8 days, we are getting paid for those 8 days. But they're working 8 days. So basically, we have to be doing our work that we will be doing at work if you can. So if you have like data entry to put in, you got to do your data entry. If you work with the team, and you're, let's just say my sixth grade dean, they're working with their team, they have to put some input of what homework or the plan for if we don't have school at all, what work can you put in that will keep it social, emotional, and behavior related? So you will have to still come up with ideas to give to the teachers. So me as the head dean, I have to give ideas in social, emotional, behavior to all of them. Things that can help them do whatever. Coming up, making them feel like, okay, when we come back, this is the expectations, continue to respect that. But we get compensated. But now when we go into our spring break, we have to use our vacation time or personal time.
Right, okay.
And they're planning on not having, if there's a plan in place if there's no school for the rest of the year, because they're saying that it's not going to be cleared up until July or June. Well, that's the end of the year. And some people don't have plans in place. Like, some people don't even have online. Some people don't have what they're going to do for our seniors. Some people don't have anything in place.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, okay. But it's not where y'all just cut off and just left out there. Like, nope, you can't come to work. No pay.
No, you can't come into the building. No, you can't come into the building at all. Mm-hmm. You can't go into any Minneapolis public school building. You can only work via email or remote, Laura, if you guys agree to meet in a place that's open, because most of everything is closing. Emails,
right, right.
Conference calls, that's it.
Okay. So some of y'all going to be looking ugly on them conference calls. No, I'm at home.
Yeah.
I'm waiting, I just got up. Oh,
I'll be like, do it at 11. Do it after midnight. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, snap. So, all right. So, yeah, so we got a nice little lineup for you guys coming up here with stuff to talk about. Let's see. I guess, let's see. We got like 4 minutes. I guess we got enough time for one more song to throw in here. All right, I'm going to throw a song in here. Matter of fact, a new guy. I'm going to try to see if I go about getting him on here as well. Let me find his music here. He goes by the name of Fearless. He's going to give you all his information in here because he don't send in his drop already. He ready to go. I'm just saying, check him out. Fearless Youngin.
Whoa, it's Big Fly the Fearless Youngin. You can find my music on all your favorite streaming platforms. You can also hear more of me with DJ E Monster and the Monstars on Monstars Radio, online radio with a roar. Let's go! Okay.
Monstrous Monday! Let's go!
I step in this bitch to get a ticket, picture. I wasn't shit a little while ago. It ain't just on me, it's similar, mama. I'm talking like all of my follicles. If I hit her, I'ma knock her down. She gon' fall in line like some dominoes. I'ma take her where she tryna go. Let's go. She feeling me just like a physical. I'm a physician, she told me she sick of you. I'm a prescription, I'm making her better. Now she addicted to drinking her bladder. Tryna so bad like kiss her belly. First time I hear, she was tricking already. She throw to that back like a no-look pass, I catch it. She a free. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild, let me see. Oh, she a freak, freak. Do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, ski, ski. Yes, girl, go wild, baby, let me. Yes, shawty, yeah. Ride that dick like you did it before. I call you a pro before I call you a hoe. I'm the type to hit it once and never call you no more.
You ain't shit.
Tell me something I ain't already know. Look like that ass came straight from the motherland. Are you cornbread fed from the southern lands? Got a real pretty face in your waist, I get a tight grip, beat it like a nightstick. Got keep putting work, like the night shift. Lower that ass too righteous. Let me see your registration and your license.
94-41.
Okay, everything checks out. Move along. She a free. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild, let me see. Oh, she a free. Do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, ski, ski. Girl, go wild, baby, let me see. Oh, she's going off. Showing titty shaking ass like it's Mardi Gras. Oh, she shake it like a doll. See, girl's gone wild, baby, take it out. She gon' suck a bean through a straw on a Sunday. Throw that ass at magic on Monday. She gon' give a trip to blues on Tuesday. By Wednesday, she checking in her suitcase. I'ma fuck her like I'm fresh out. Beat it like a gorilla, I hit it with my chest out. Slap her on her ass, she do the wave like my hair style. Drop it in her end zone, soon as she touch down. Okay, freak. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild, let me see. Oh, she a freak. Do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, ski, ski. Girl gone wild, let a nigga see. Oh,
fuck it up.
Like I said, that's Fearless Youngin, that's Freak Me. I think that one right there is going to be juking for the summer. Hopefully my daughters won't hear it. But it is what it is. All right, we're going to get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Let me get you some background music there, Miss Unbelievable. But again, run down to the people what the topics or whose hair we going to be busting tonight.
We got Joe Biden. We got Minneapolis. We got the coronavirus. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to start off with, you know, Joe, you know. So Joe, I'm saying like I know him, right? So you know me and Joe.
Right, Big Joe B.
Say, Big Joe, you know, Joe B. It's Joe B. Said he'll nominate a woman as his VP and pick a black woman for SCOTUS. So Joe Biden picked what will probably be his last debate with Bernie Sanders to make a big announcement. If he gets the nomination, he's picking a woman to run with him. Biden left no wiggle room. He said there are women in this country who right now are capable of being president of the United States, and he intends to pick one of them. So the obvious candidates are either Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris. But, hey, what about Hillary? Remember, she said, I never say never, and her new hula doc is pretty great. Not to be outdone, Bernie also said he would consider almost certainly pick a woman, but it doesn't look like he'll have the opportunity. Biden also said the first chance he gets to nominate a U.S. Supreme Court judge, he will pick a black woman, saying it's about time. So they're using, okay, let me not.
That's one of the biggest drives right now. If people aren't paying attention, they are really, really after the black vote right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
and
really
the
saying
that's
what put Biden over the top. Yeah, and the women's vote. Yeah, they just can't find a way to squeeze the gay vote in there at the same time. But, yes, they are really targeting people now for their votes. If you're not paying attention mm-hmm. to politics, yes, they are. But I mean, when you look at stuff, I mean, it is what it is. It's funny when we say Joe B, I'm thinking like John B. And they both play us. I'm just saying, let's keep it 100. Let's keep it. They're not gonna bring it out, but I mean, they kind of slammed what's his name. What was the dude that Warren tore his ass up? In the I think she the one shut him down. Bloomberg, they got him for the stuff with the women. Don't forget about Joe. Joe got his little background. Hey, we gonna keep the 100. Don't forget. Hey, I'm not gonna stunt. I mean, Joe was on my list. You know what I mean, to be voted for. But I mean, if we gonna talk about it, we gonna do it. Let's do it. He got some little shade stuff behind him as well. So, but I don't know if Hillary would be a great candidate. Nor do I think Warren or Klobuchar. I think Hillary will be better than Warren or Klobuchar. I mean, just in my personal opinion, due to experience. Yeah. Now, I really wanted Klobuchar, but I hope I'm saying her name correctly.
Klobuchar.
Not only just because she's from
Minnesota.
Her, the lady from Minnesota, that's what I'm going to say, so I'll mess her name up. That lady from Minnesota. I really liked her, not just because she's from Minnesota, but, you know, she's really good to me when it comes to certain things. I haven't heard too many bad things. I mean, I don't really be up on politics like that, but I see her reach out in a lot of cases where some things may not have got done. She stepped in, got the things done. So I really like her background. I just don't like the way that she reacted two situations during that debate. Didn't
mm-hmm.
show me presidential candidate, and neither did Warren. Warren came on strong, but again, I think when you're about to be a president, you have to be in control of your emotions, and I'm still mad at her about when she didn't shake Bernie's hand, not over what it was, but just the fact of if you're going to be a world leader, you have to show respect and have dignity at all times and don't get petty.
Mm-hmm.
And not shake somebody's hand because they say, y'all could talk about that on the back burner. But
what
right
do you think
now,
about Kamala?
On the world stage, Honestly, I don't know much about her. I just learned about her. Like, I seen someone, everybody was talking about there's no more women in it. And then somebody said, what about Camilla? I said, who's Camilla?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you know about her? I mean, I don't know anything. Honestly, I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
I could. Oh, okay. So I guess she's somebody that we need to be looking at.
Well, maybe. I mean, I personally, I don't know. This whole race is, to me, it's politic-based, really. Like, I really don't like nobody at all. Like, none of the candidates, none of the vice presidents. None, I don't like them all. I think they all got their own agenda, and it's basically, I just want to do me. It's, I don't even see them. They're not the best. It's not, it ain't like, okay, number 46 is going to be even better than 45. I'm just saying. I don't think so.
Right.
I think, we're just going down a road in probably the next 8 years where we're just not going to have quality presidents.
Right. Hey, here's a question. I ain't seen nothing about. I don't, like I said, I'm not no real big politics head, but I used to see it before, and I was even less then. But whatever happened to the Green Party? What happened to the independent parties? Or is it just that the Democrats and Republicans got that TV mastered so much that the other people just don't get no play? Or is there nobody over there anymore?
You know, they're there, but like you said, they're not. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough backing like they used to. They don't have enough of the baby boomers, or they don't have enough people coming out of their camp, you know, out of their camp that's interesting that people want to say, oh, let's push. They kind of been rallying behind other, either Democrat or Republicans, pushing their agenda with them more than less than because it's expensive. They're just not making it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and it just seems like they just don't have the platform, or I'm just not looking in the right spots for their platform, so... This would be a great spot, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're independent and you're running for, hey, some type of office of some sort, let us interview you. We want to hear what you got to say. We want to hear the other side. It is. Everybody's hearing that. It's like, you know, you get what I'm saying. Talk to us. So, all right, what else we got on Chop Block? Is who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
Well, we got this coronavirus weed delivery business booming. So puff, puff, no pass. So the virus pandemic is causing folks to get more of their essentials delivered to their homes. And one of the major companies is seeing green. Select Cannabis, one of the biggest retailers of cannabis oils and concentrations, is raking in the dough from deliveries. The company's marketing says, this business has been booming in L.A. The cannabis giants say they're seeing four times the delivery orders than normal since the outbreak. And, yes, you can get dank delivered in Cali. And there's also been a 50% increase in customers purchasing vape products. The most items, edible gummies. Yes. It's kind of funny in the telling of the time. Select Cannabis tells us they're pushing a new model to encourage our users to keep them safe inside in face of the deadly virus. Puff, puff, but no pass. Don't pass that. Stay with it.
She said, puff, puff, no pass. Yeah, that would be my motto right about now. I don't know where you've been, who you've been around.
Mm-mm.
You did with your burnt up looking lips. I mean, honestly, I think that's where a lot of delivery sales. If you're a delivery person, You're going to be making money right now. Only person that might be in trouble a little bit is the Uber, all them type of drivers. You know what I mean? I don't want to just say Uber, Lyft, whatever, them type of drivers. So they're going to be cautious and people are going to be kind of, I don't know how many people you had in there and where they've been. But, yeah, like here in the Twin Cities, they shutting everything down. So they talking about delivery. And then they talking about they making a rule. When they deliver it to you, they can't give it to you hand to hand. They got to put it down on the ground. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so disrespectful. God damn you,
right?
Coronavirus.
Exactly. But, you know, like you were saying with the Lyft and those drivers, well, if everything is going to be shut down, guess what? You can't go nowhere. I don't need your services. So, like, if that's people's job, like, it's going to be, they're going to charge so much because just to get it, you know, just to get it, I think people who will still kind of be safe right now, if the restaurants stay open, is your DoorDash and those type of people. Because now you're talking about those are your only drivers, and they may have to switch over to those companies because you can't come in contact. So you put the bag, you sit it down, you out. You know what I'm saying? So, and then they're talking about no cash transactions. So it's, you're asking yourself, If contact is your thing, you're going to have a hard time. Like, if you need that social interaction, this is going to be the worst time. And not to mention, and this is probably a Karma Cafe that we could get into, depression and anxiety that's going to start rising up because you got a lot of me time.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to
have
small
gatherings with friends that you trust, you know what I mean? Okay, everybody might not pass the blunt, but you know what I mean? But still, you still have, like, little gatherings with your homies and shit. You know what I mean? Might be year at a house party, 20 or less, invite only.
Well, they're saying 10 now. And then those homies, I don't know. Because, see, you be around some other people, and you be still around some other people. I don't know. You know, they're saying don't do it at all. So it would be interesting.
Right. She said 10 people. Well, damn. Shit, it might only be spades tonight. I'm just saying, dominoes.
It may only be you and you, whoever's in your house. Because just think if they put a martial law out.
I seen something about that. What the hell? Is that just rumor? Is that just talk? Or is that something that somebody that the government put out that it could be coming?
It could be coming.
Martial law. Now that's when they do the curfews and all that. And
by military
you can't
control. You can't. Huh. It is a response to an emergency or invasion or major disaster. This is a temporary. They're calling it a peace. They're calling it a peace one right now. But they are really thinking of what, you know, if people don't listen to what they're asking them to do, then they're giving people the opportunity to do it, just like that governor gave them, you know, y'all close the schools. Now they're telling the restaurants and everything and the stores to close around 5. You know, you got to do drive-in, you know, got to be closed by 5. So just imagine they're telling you, they're being nice, they're giving you the option, but they're going to start telling you, and then they're going to start enforcing it if they don't.
Well, damn.
New York and New Jersey done already closed all their restaurants, casinos, and all those places. Close them.
Right
now, San Francisco shutting down for 3 weeks and a 24-hour curfew starts there tonight. So that's basically, they could bring in a martial law there. Their mayor announced she's calling a definite moment in U.S. to respond to the pandemic beginning at 12 a.m. all residents within the city can only leave home for doctor's appointments or runs to the grocery store. It is the strictest new policy enacted in nations and matches the current rules in Italy, which has been the second hardest hit in the country. They said this rule will remain in effect for 3 weeks. In addition to the six Bay Area counties, they're telling the shelter that it means to shelter in. Unless your work falls under the list of essential businesses, you've been ordered to stay home. And the essential business, healthcare, grocery stores, shelters, media outlets, gas station, and banks. Restaurants can remain open, but only takeout and delivery. That's basically what they about to do here.
Well, I'm going to say a lot of people that I know, excuse me, an entrepreneur base, trying to take advantage of situations, say like this stock market. If you're going to get some stock or talk with somebody, you know, we talked about things like they put out, what should I get with stock, and then some cannabis or da-da-da-da-da-da. Here's one stock y'all probably should be thinking about right now. Condoms. they got a lockdown going on. Y'all better be investing in stock and condoms. You dig? Fuck the toilet paper. That shit's about to be gone in a minute. If you can get some, you better go get them now. Because, yeah, the lockdown, they talking about 5 o'clock, man, ain't nobody going to be out but booty calls. That's all it's going to be out. That's all it's going to be out. I'm just saying. People going to be locked in. The good thing, though, is it's going to be a family time, though. You know what I mean? Make people spend time with their family, get to know their kids a little more, get to know each other a little more. So, I mean, that could be something good that comes out of this lockdown, right? Because, what, the lockdown here in the Twin Cities, what, is that, like, Wednesday?
That's for the schools, but tomorrow starts the restaurants at 5. Takeout only.
Here in the Twin Cities?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think the gym might start shutting down. I think it might be even Tuesday, tomorrow, something like that, tomorrow, Wednesday. Yeah, they're shutting everything down. See, now, what do you think? I mean, do you think it's a, what you call it? We're going to get to you here in a little bit, 770. I mean, do you think this is a panic, or do you think it's warranted, all the precautions that people are taking?
I think right now it's warranted because they don't know the actual how it's being spread. So they thought it was one way, and it's another. So technically, it's not a panic. It's precaution.
Mm-hmm.
And they want people to understand they're doing both of it. You see what I'm saying? It's precaution, mm-hmm. but then they don't want you to panic because this is going on. This is a biological warfare that's going on. Like, you know, it's here. They don't know how to combat it without putting everybody in their respective places and then figuring it out. Because if they continue to people to live as they should live, then the hospitals are going to be overtaken. You're not going to be able to do it's called a self-containment. That's what I call it, you know,
mm-hmm.
containing yourself to make sure that you're okay, but make sure that you got your stuff together and don't fear, you know, what you see, but just be precautious and smart and be wise about whatever you need to buy. But when we were growing up, our parents told us, don't get ready, be ready. So, you know, in the most black homes, I'm only saying, you know, these young black homes, but in our black homes, we don't wait to one. There's one toilet paper roll left. We look at that last roll, or we look at the last bag. Oh, we ain't got no more toilet paper. But there's a whole bag. No, babe, we ain't got no more toilet paper. You see what I'm saying? They never got down to just not having, you know. And then when it comes to food, oh, baby, you better go in there and make that government grilled cheese sandwich. We can make food out of anything and everything. So for us, these whole 3 weeks or months, it doesn't really affect us because we were born on survival. That's all we know. But these young boomers out here, some of their mamas ain't told them how to survive. And their survival rating is going to be interesting because they don't know how to cook. Takeout's going to be gone. Restaurant's going to be closed. And all they have is this, what, processed food that all the other mom baby mamas who, you know, only get by that for their kids because that's all they eat is eating it because they don't know what real food is.
Boo. True. Yeah, it's definitely turned everything. I think it's good. You know what I mean? I think it's about time they fucking start washing down everything publicly,
mm-hmm.
whether it be bus stops and rails and all those type of things. So I think there is some good coming out of it. You know what I mean? But we're going to see what it end up being. Yeah, there's a lot of theories behind it. Yeah. That could be a whole show by itself. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we're going to come back. We got some more Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, right?
Yeah, we got two more.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I hear some famous people catching the coronavirus. All right, we're going to come
Absolutely.
Up with that here coming up just a little bit. For now, here's some new music from Neo. This one right here is featuring OT Genesis. This one right here goes out to Miss Unbelievable's Pinky Toe. This one right here is called Pinky Ring.
Wow. Let's hear it. Let's go.
Monster US Radio.
Okay, you gonna get it.
Monster's Monday.
I flew 30 to Paris. That's my version of therapy. Even though in no condition, like donating to charity. Still calling my ex. Man, that shit is embarrassing, but it's not my fault. She got that fire, no kerosene. Mine gone, top down on the coast. I'm so sick of love times, I just caught the flow. So, even when I don't do no wrong, she think I do. So I'm just about to turn what she think into the truth. You know I'm a singer, I can write a banger. And I'm dressed to kill it, murder fresh off the hanger. I know that you know, I got the bag to blow. You better hope I don't go savage mode. I feel like I'm back from retirement. I feel like I'm better than I ever back on the scene like it ain't a thing. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned into a pinky ring. Yeah, back single and I'm mingling. Yeah, Spidey sense back tingling. I do not feel bad, I gave her everything. Now it's on the better things, I put that there on everything. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned into a pinky ring. Yeah. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned to a pinky ring. Big body, cheeky kick, holly, break bricks, decorati, check scene, like a lobby, push weight, like a dolly. She gave me the ring, I'ma take the shit. Had to cut her off, she ain't making shit. Back up, bitch, like I'm looking through the camera. Playing with a pussy, make it flick like a channel. Oh, you acting nice, you was wantsome. Trying to play a nigga, oh, you dumb dumb. Train a bitch like a trolley. Cold ice, you know I'm solid. You know I'm a singer, I can write a banger. And I'm dressed to kill it, murder fresh off the hanger. I know that you know, I got the bag to blow. You better hope I don't go savage mode. I feel like I'm back from retirement. Yeah. I feel like I'm better than I ever been. Yeah. Right back on the scene, like it ain't a thing. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned into a pinky ring. Yeah. Back single and I'm mingling. Yeah. Spidey sense back tingling. I do not feel bad, I gave her everything. Now it's on the better things, I put that there on everything. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned into a pinky ring. Yeah. Yeah. She gave back the wedding ring, I turned into a pinky ring.
Monstrous Monday. Neo.
It didn't fit my pinky toe. It didn't fit my pinky ring. It didn't fit my toe. You got the wrong size, though. Maybe you get the right size next time.
All right, my bad. Do we got some steel toe boots around here? I think I'm gonna lose a pinky toe when I open this line. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
7-0.
Let me tell you
7-3.
Let me tell you something. I know you better program this new number on this board.
Okay, I'm
having
doing it right
on
now.
Hold all night like I ain't nobody.
Sorry. What you going, I tried. It must have been something with the system. You know, I tried.
I know that's what I was like, I'm going to stay out of it, but he did try. But I was like, I'm going to just get him in trouble. Like, I don't have to get in trouble, too. Like, who does that?
Why? See, she's going to watch her beat me up. But I'm sorry, Dad. I should have tried again.
You know,
but at least
like
I was right. I knew that was
better than my knee in kindergarten.
See, man, I got sand in my shirt. But at least I was right. Yeah, because I called up the number. I was like, ooh, maybe I got the wrong number. But, okay, at least I was right. But it didn't work. But, So, all right, Dad, you know what we're talking about.
Hey, cool. We done. That was quick. We done. Dang, we done. Go. We done.
I know.
Dang.
I was like, okay.
We know it's short. We know.
I said, y'all, I can't be extra. It's the middle of the show and shit. We finna get off air in a minute.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, all right, but you heard what we talked about the coronavirus and like how we're shutting down everything. I mean, what's it doing to the lifestyle down there in Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, I've been off work since Monday. My kids are out of school from 3 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is just grocery stores are insane. There's fights in grocery stores. Grocery stores have been cleared out. Y'all know I don't like going to grocery stores. I work inside a grocery store. I'm actually a vendor inside the grocery store, so it affected my job completely.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, y'all know I either do my shopping while I'm at work or I have it ordered and sent to the house. I can't do that store shit. I mean, you know, I'm bougie. Mm-hmm. They made that shit for me.
Okay, that's like delivered at home? Okay. I ain't got to go to the store. All right, let's do this.
Right.
So,
yeah.
No,
I can't do that. I
got to
go pick my own stuff.
The past two times that I've tried to order groceries, the store has actually had nothing that I wanted. They had no bread. The one lady, she brought me the last 5 cases of water that they had in the store. There was no juices, no meats. Like, it's crazy.
See, that what you said right there? See, now, this is why motherfuckers gonna have to go live at their grandma house. I'm just saying, y'all going to have to go. Bear with me. Why? Because grandma can make everything from scratch. Y'all don't need to go to no grocery store to get no goddamn bread. Grandma going to whip it up. Give me that flour. Give me that starch. Give me that da-da-da-da-da-da. Go get me a pan and something to cover it with. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Let it rise a little bit and make a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
you feel me? Like,
yeah.
And then, like I said, that's going to be the good stuff, because it's going to teach these little youngins how to cook. Y'all going to learn how to make some biscuits, goddamn it.
I mean,
y'all
I'm not going
to
say, bacon, I'm not how to make
smoke
everything.
Up the whole house.
No, what they're going
to
see is people's house burning down.
People trying
that
to cook.
That would be my son. He'll burn the house down trying to pop popcorn.
Ooh, see?
He said, trying to pop popcorn in the microwave.
I'm not
one. In the oven?
No. on the stove.
Old school every popcorn. It do taste better that way.
He burned it every time. Every single time.
Oh, he don't know to turn the oil off once it get hot. Turn the oil off. He'll cook by himself. Turn the oil off, little boy. Now, come on, let TT tell you how to cook that. Let me let TT tell you how to cook that.
He can come live with TT, because...
Hey, you will kick both of us out. You'll be like, you and TT, get the hell out. Y'all doing too much.
Too much. We ain't even going to survive quarantine.
Talking about quarantine, you guys. Talking about quarantine. How do you think Idris Elba and his wife feels about him having the virus?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Well, I've seen the video. Looked like she was about to cry. Because if you've seen the video too, he said, I've been tested. I got the coronavirus. My wife ain't been tested, but she's safe. Looked like she was about to cry. I'm just saying, you
but
don't go get that girl tested too.
But he said he feels okay and had no symptoms. So he just decided to go get it, go get tested. He said he feels okay, but he has no symptoms. So he found out about his possible exposure to the virus, but he doesn't know how he got it. So once again, they don't know how it was getting out.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean,
with his job, he do come in contact with a lot of people. So it really ain't no telling how he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, because he did say something about he came in contact with somebody that got it, so he figured he'd self-quarantine himself and then go get tested and come out that he had it. But like you said, Jazzy, when you're that big of a person and an actor and you deal with movies and that, you deal with a lot of international people. Say like
and
what, now Tom Hanks, his wife, they got it. They doing a movie in Australia. Now they got it. There's no telling how many more stars gonna get it.
That's why I'm glad down here with the regulars.
They don't go nowhere.
If I was famous, they would not like me. I wouldn't be a good famous person because y'all gonna mind y'all business.
Whether you want to or not. You're from where?
I'm from TMZ. Wow.
Three piece and a biscuit. Get up off of me. Did y'all hear about any other famous people that caught the coronavirus?
I ain't heard about no more famous too, but I think my daughter got the corona. She over here sniffing and shit.
I think there was a lady from Jersey Shore. There's a few people getting it. I'll put them out tomorrow who's getting them the more, you know. If they ain't really, like, high, like, people who's, like, real, like, famous, I don't even bother. So I'll get a list of there's a lot. But if they ain't like famous, and y'all look at me like who? I don't want that who? Yeah, so I don't want no owls up in here. But I'll give a list. There is a full list of those who are some of the stars who do have it. But I'll post that. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll take over Tuesday. Take over with the star who has the virus. But y'all, let me tell you. Okay, so Jazzy, we had some drama in Minnesota at a Walmart today. So, let me tell you.
Wait,
so
a Walmart? Which Walmart?
A Walmart in Brooklyn Park.
Wait, the one in what one in Brooklyn Park?
The one off the 800 block of Lakeland, close to the white folks.
Oh, no. That's the hood Walmart right there. That's the official
what?
Black hood Walmart. I know which one you're talking about.
No.
Yep.
No. Well, let me tell you about the hood. Really? No.
The one off of 81? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be Brooklyn
for 81 up there by Menards. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
no,
the juke Walmart
the
right
one,
there.
I thought the one, you know, that don't got nothing, that they be fighting like all the time in Brooklyn Center. That ain't the one.
I'm telling you, dog. No, no. Brooklyn Park is the juke Walmart. Okay, look, before you get to your story, I'm telling you, look, you can't be soft and go in this Walmart. You would get bullied by the employees. I'm just saying, look, the signs over there, that's how much it costs. What do it say? They'll bully your ass in that Walmart. Look, I'm going to tell you, before you get to your, one time I bought a video game out of that Walmart, and when I got home, the video game I bought was not in that motherfucker. I don't know whose CD they don't put in there, but that was not the video game I bought. I went back. The motherfucking cashier at Walmart tried to swell up on me and be like, that's not our problem. That's your problem. You probably did it. Wait, what? You mother... What? If you don't get my video game, I had to threaten the manager to say I was going to call corporate in order for them to switch my video game. I'm just saying. I couldn't understand why they don't sell curse music, but this cashier over here cursing at me about my video game that wasn't in there. That's thugger than bugging Walmart right there. Now, go on with your story. Come on now. Talk to me.
Okay, so this story is not all the way true. Well, not all the way written, because I had some insiders in this Walmart, so they trying to, you know, make it seem like this was a nice incident on the internet, but I'm going to read what they say, but I had an inside person who was in. So they say one person was injured after a shooting near Walmart. No, that is not true. They talk about upon arrival, 3 men in the parking lot, when suddenly one ran into his vehicle and pulled out a gun. He was running away from the officers when the officers started shooting him. As many as 500 people were inside the store. This ain't the story. The gunman ran into Walmart, shooting in Walmart. All the people ran to the back of Walmart and got locked in a room. They then ran out of Walmart, and that's where the police opened fire on them. And then they was held in the little Walmart for hours. They couldn't get in, and they couldn't get out.
Damn.
Wow.
Because one of my coworkers, brother and sisters, was locked up in there. And they're like, he came in busting in Walmart. And I was like, he came in. So when I read the story, I'm like, ooh, they trying to downplay the busting in Walmart so Walmart won't, you know, nobody want to go there. But yeah, he came busting in Walmart. Right. He came busting in Walmart. The person started chasing him out. So when the police came, he was getting chased out of Walmart.
Right. Damn. Okay. This is better than TMZ. This Monsters Radio exclusive insight. Monsters up close. Okay. Yeah, like you said, they trying to do damage control. If that's how they trying to put it out there like that. But wow, that's crazy.
We need to start a segment called Monsters Up Close.
Yep. I think you're
yep.
right.
Please, I be knowing all the tea. Don't play. I be knowing all the tea. They be like telling me. I be like, what? So, yeah, I be knowing all the tea. I know the whole bunch of tea about this virus that I'm just going to wait to take over Tuesday about it tomorrow. I got some tea on that one. But I was like, let me just hold some of this tea in. Yes, I got some tea about what we need to do, what's going on. I got tea, y'all. I got some tea tomorrow.
I sent y'all that little, y'all, did y'all listen to that clip I sent y'all in our group?
Yes, I meant to get to that.
With my
wait,
friend.
Are you talking about the one, which clip? Are you talking about the one in the, what was it? It was in the restaurant and the YouTuber tried to sneeze on her?
That one, but I had sent y'all a message, like it was a voice message.
Okay, nope, I didn't get that one.
Mm-mm.
What's
was,
that about?
I sent it on the 12th. Look, scroll back up to the 12th and listen to it. That was from a friend. that actually work in the government.
Yeah, I got somebody who works in the government, who talked to the president, who works for the medical and works for a financial 500 company. What we should do with our money, mm-hmm. what we should do with our meds, mm-hmm. what we should do. Yes, I told you I got some tea tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's going to get. All right. We got to tune in tomorrow. See, a lot of us ain't got shit else to do.
I know I don't.
You know what it is.
Father. Oh, y'all know what happened to me today? Y'all know what happened to me today?
What's that?
Why they cancel my doctor's appointment? Like, I don't matter. They just work. So.
They just called you and said, no, we're going to holler back at you. We'll get with you. But don't come up in here.
Yeah,
I had made my daughter a doctor's appointment too, Miss Unbelievable, and they canceled it.
Canceled it. And talk about we don't know when we're going to reschedule it. So whatever's wrong with you, basically my sister, I'll holler at you. But whatever you was doing or wasn't doing, you just go... I don't know what to tell you.
Take some rubber tussle.
You
know what I think I should do?
They canceled the doctor's appointment and then sent out a worldwide text message.
Oh, damn. Well, damn. Well, you know what I think we all should do? I think we all should do, I don't even know what movie it was, but I think we all should do like that movie where that white kid, he liked it, that little girl, and he was standing outside her window. He played the music on the radio. He held up the boombox. It was annoying. He woke up everybody. I think that's what we should do, and we should play Michael Jackson's song, They Don't Care About Us. God damn it. That's what I think we should do and boycott the doctor's office. Motherfucker, we still need help, damn it. But so we are at the end of the show. Oh, yeah, but I did want to talk about that part right quick. We'll go into that. Okay, we'll take a little bit of archive time about how that the one video that you did send, and Ms. Unbelievable, you sent it as well in our chat group, the one with the YouTuber. Because, you know, some people are using this coronavirus, you know, to promote things. They're making videos talking about it, all kinds of things. You know what I mean? And some people are doing too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these TikToker people, these YouTubers. Now, the video that they shared, the dude, I think he's kind of famous with it. After I've seen his face, like, he looks familiar, but I can't place his name.
He's a huge YouTuber. He is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was dying laughing. She spazzed on that nigga like...
Like, fuck you, man.
I said,
he's like, I'm just
saying. That would have been me. I ain't even playing. Mm-hmm. That would have been me. and they was in one of the nastiest restaurants. They was in McDonald's. Oh yeah, I'm gonna lose.
Oh, I'm clowning all day. I'm be like, Lord, forgive me, but man, that would have been me. And I mean, that's probably would have been more explicit than what she had. I would have forgot I was saved all day. I would have been like, Jesus, am I saved, Lord? All those many cuss words come out my mouth. Oh, yeah.
Saved. I'm kicking out. That's why I'm swinging on you. I don't like germs in the regular life. You think I'm finna like it? We got all this corona stuff going on, man. Sneeze by me if you want to and don't cover your mouth. I'm finna smack the taste out of it.
See, at first I thought they was playing. See, at first I thought, okay, this is set up. Okay, it's kind of cool. I get where they're going with it. Okay, this is normal. It's, you know. But when she threw that food, I said, no, she mad for real.
Yeah,
like women don't throw their food unless they mad for real. I'm just saying. The fuck you mean?
I'm throwing food and throwing hands next. I'm throwing the food and hands is coming next. I'm assaulting you. I'm sorry. And then you're going to look at me like, did you just hit me? Did you just rip? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Hey, you see the part? Hey, you see the part he tried to, when he was like apologizing, because she wasn't having none of that. No, go buy my food. Yeah, really? Buy me some more food then. Yeah, go ahead. You see how he tried to like plead with her? Like, man, you don't do it on me. You got my pants and my phone all wet. I'm not trying to hear that shit. No. No.
Ooh, that sounds like me on a regular. Jesus.
Listen.
I'm so happy I've been reformed.
She took the burger, the fries, and the drink.
Right, all of it. In that order.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Woof. Miss Unbelievable said she forgot she was Christian and all that. Said, no, you had to give me a number 6, a number 2, and 3 Hail Marys. Thank you. With a cake and an extra fry.
You tell me, I don't like that on an everyday basis. Don't sneeze by me. Don't cough and don't cover your mouth. And I'm standing right there. I'm finna spaz out. I promise.
Right.
Man, that's in the everyday life, not with the corona. Cough by me and the coronavirus going on if you want to.
Yeah, I'm a karate chop. If she was a man, he would have went viral because she would have beat 100 likes, 100. She would have beat 1 million likes out his ass. I'm just saying.
Yeah. If it would have been me, we would have been fighting anyway. I wouldn't give a damn if he wasn't 8 feet tall, fat as hell. We finna fight. I'll smack the shit out of you. I'm not playing. I do not care.
Yeah. Yeah, so that did not go the way that he planned. That's our show for tonight. Unless y'all got anything else to top off with.
I'm just gonna say this, so don't get offended. I'm not shaking your hands because you ain't got the virus. I'm not shaking your hands because you out of toilet paper. I'm just saying. I don't know what you're saying. So from now on, my hello is Wakanda forever. Understand this.
Oh, that's going to be the new job in the hood, Wakanda forever. Yeah, what's up, bro? What you got, Dad? Anything else?
I ain't friendly at all. Give me 50 feet.
He said, fuck the 6 feet. I need 50.
50.
Alright.
50 feet deep.
Shit, I'm gonna leave it on the note. I didn't call it, like she said, I'm just gonna go with the Wakanda on my way up out of here. Wakanda to y'all. And I guess last thing on our way out will be this, cause hey, I guess it may help you during this coronavirus season.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No. Shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts 3 for a dollar, but that's 6 on EBD.
Watch, motherfuckers gonna be like, shut up, your breath smell like the coronavirus. That's our story, we out of here. Peace.
Man, that's my favorite commercial.
Hey.
I want to send that commercial to my daddy girlfriend so bad.
Oh, we should make a monstrous up close email. I'm just saying, you can send it from there.